Lucky.
How are you?
I got a little ham in my throat. I'm good.
Is it a little left over from when you rubbed it all over your face?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yep.
But I was going to do one, and then I decided that I hate drawing.
Wow. No, you don't.
Oh.
You're a job goblin machine.
It's true. I got a few more to do. And then I got to print up a minicomic, take it to a place, sell it limit. At people.
Or take it to the limit.
It's a talking show.
Hey, everybody, this is Pirate Spy Podcast for Monday, the 9/24th of 07.
Yeah.
Look out, Iran.
Look out, I ran over your foot.
That's right. We're Gunta.
Gunter.
So.
What is it?
What is what?
It.
Oh, what, like the happenings?
Yeah.
The situation?
It's just say what is it.
The squiglio? Oh, what, it's it.
At the rock show before the band came out, they were playing all this awesome, like, 90s rock music, and they played that Faith No More song.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I heard it.
Splendiferous.
Uh-huh. They also played some old Pearl Jam song off of their first album there.
Yeah.
And they played an old Cake song.
Excellent.
And, shit, what else? It was a trip down memory lane.
Nice. Or as I like to call it, a trip down present.
Yeah?
Dude, I'm so trapped in the old days.
I guess I am too.
Even function, I'm on that. You ever heard of Facebook? I'm on that.
Yeah, and, I did that once.
And then one of my Australian friends.
Mm-hmm.
One of my Australian friends that you don't know.
Okay.
Grug sent me a question, and it was like, you know, what's your favorite album of this year?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I tried thinking really hard. I couldn't think of a single record that came out in 07 that I listened to, but like. There's a lot of, like, late 06 releases that I'm all, like, about.
As if they were still new.
Yeah, so I put one of them. But that's not some old shit. It's like, I tell people, like, oh, yeah, I really like Blood Brothers' Young Machetes. And they're just like, all right, Grandpa, have fun listening to that in your land car with your fucking cotton trousers and your, you know, foreskin.
Yeah, have fun eating that meat in meat form and not as a pill.
Yeah. Oh man, meat pills. Fuck, that'd be so good. Meat pills on a cheeseburger.
No.
Just like, whoa, this fuck, I could taste 10 times the meat.
Only way I'd be interested in that is if it was like those little dinosaur capsules that you put in the water and they expand.
Yeah, totally.
So you pop a meat pill and it expands into a whole steak in your mouth.
Totally.
Or a mouthful of steak at least.
Drop one of those in a can of Coke and you got meatloaf.
Yeah. Ham. You gotta have a ham one.
Ham's my favorite food if you ask my grandma.
Ground ham?
She does, yeah. She's on a fixed income, so sometimes she'll be like, I made you ham, and it's that, like, whipped ham shit. Comes, like, they're all the exact same size and consistency or whatever.
Yeah. Ham paste.
You ever have whipped ham?
Spray ham?
No, it's not. I mean, it's like, it's just, it's recombinated ham.
Okay.
It's like when they're cutting hams, it's like, well, we got a lot of this ham cuts. All the knives are all
remainder
dirty.
Ham?
Scrape all the ham knives off and call that a ham. So, yeah, it is remainder ham.
If the hams don't match, you get a box spring and a ham mattress that are different brands.
Mm-hmm.
But they pass the savings along to you. Let's mix and match ham days. That's Pie versus Pie. So the...
When isn't it?
I know. The rock program that I went to last night was Perry Farrell's Satellite Party. That's why I'm a bit hoarse and I can't hear anything. I was going to ask you to speak louder, but I'll just fix it in post. I'll fix my ear in post. I'll listen to what you have to say later.
Edit it so you can hear it?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was a good show. Mink was the opening band. Never heard them before.
Right.
Yeah, it was fun times. And, shit, I don't know.
Did you get any poontang?
No.
Did you put your mitt down a girl's blouse?
Not on purpose.
That's fine. I'll let that slide.
Yeah. Yeah, alright. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I did that, and then a few days ago I went to a comedy program at the same venue. It was part of the Vancouver Comedy... Cabody Festival.
Yeah.
And it was Comedy Death Ray, which is Scott Aukerman and BJ Porter, who are the guys who wrote for Mr. Show in the later days, and they were on the program as well. It's their show. They host it, and it's a bunch of different comics, and it was Maria Bamford and Brian Posehn and Bob Odenkirk and David Cross. Neil Hamburger.
That's star-studded of just your kinds of stars.
Yeah, and then, but the final comic, I forget what his name was, I'd never heard of him before. He didn't seem to belong. He was like...
Ken Minter?
Yeah, yeah, no, really, actually. It was weird. It kind of threw me off. But all in all, it was really good, and I was stoked to see Bob Odenkirk, because I'd never seen his stand-up before.
Hmm.
It was probably less stand-up, more like him reading cue cards, but... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, enjoyable all around. Fun times.
Right on.
Yeah.
Good news all around.
Yeah, I saw those guys when they came by with the Mr. Show live version broadcast appearance. Yeah. And it was good. And so I decided I had to go to it. And comedy is fun when it's good.
Good job.
That's what
so
I did.
So all told, what did you spend on those two nights, put combine it all together in one heat?
Comedy Death Ray was like 30-something. But then after Ticketmaster, or as I like to call them, Ticket Bastard.
Right, right.
Probably each was like about 40-some-odd dollars total.
Each?
Yeah, each one was about 40.
And then after your tab?
With boot, well, can't say.
Why?
No, I only had one drink at the comedy show.
Okay.
And then last night at the rock show, I had several more drinks.
You sound like you had several more drinks.
I had a lot, even
still. You were familiar with the venue, so you didn't need to stay sober to be aware of the exits?
That's right.
Huh. Well?
Yeah, some dollars. But, I mean, with my... I work nights, as you know, as everyone knows. I don't get to go to a lot of rock shows. So.
No, so when you get to... Pricing your object.
That's right.
I guess I was trying to get you to give me a dollar amount, because I was going to say, is that in USD or CND?
You know? Oh, because you want to reference the fact that they're even now?
Yeah, I love that. That shit's awesome.
How do you know about that?
What?
Canadian dollars.
I read it on a Canadian news site. They were like, haha. Mexicans of us.
That's right. Canada's dollar is now on par with the U.S. dollar, basically.
Yep. We are number one.
And,
at man, economic recession.
It has been a long time since I...
Yeah, 74 or 6 or something
Yeah,
like that.
Before I was even born. Like, I've never known it to be that close.
That's hot stuff.
It is. Except it's bad for tourism.
And comic book covers.
And, yeah. Well, actually, the smart comic publishers are doing the thing where they put the price. They say $14.99 U.S. And then they say more in Canada. They just leave it at that. And then they leave it at the retailer to decide what to charge. And, it's bad for tourism. Bad for a lot of the things like the movie industry that's here. They film up here because it used to be cheap, but now it's not.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's what they're like.
That was your Hollywood voice.
I wonder what Hollywood Sarah would sound like if Sarah went to Hollywood. She became a producer.
What are we gonna do now?
Yep. Yep, I think she's gonna green light that project.
Hey, you know who else is from Australia?
Who?
Major Blood.
Yeah.
Major Grug, as I like to call him.
Major Blood.
Edward J. Blood. That's Blood with a double D at the end, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
Huh?
The big breasts.
Under that little funny plate that he had.
You know who they should have made?
No.
Labazzi Matt.
What?
This is Lobato Matt.
Yeah.
Labazzi Matt.
Oh, I get it.
Should have made his twin.
Tomac, yeah.
They're Jarb.
Ah, he had a scar on one of his necks.
Yeah.
Shit, I got some Iron Man update.
Oh, all right.
I was reading about how
Iron Man... You pooped then.
Yes, well, of course. I was reading about how Iron Man... Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, hello?
Yeah.
I was reading about how Iron Man went back in time to ancient Egypt.
Okay.
To meet Cleopatra.
All right.
I don't really know what the point of that story was. He was, like, visiting some... his archaeologist friend in present-day Egypt. Mm-hmm. And then he partied hard and had to go to his hotel room to recharge. And I thought, gee, he plugs in his vest, right, to recharge his heart thing.
Yeah.
And Egypt probably doesn't have the same voltage plug receptacle as the United States does.
Right.
I looked it up, and it's true. So he was able to somehow... I mean, yeah, well, he's a genius.
Yeah.
He probably had adapters and stuff, but they didn't really explain that, you know? I thought that was kind of lazy for 1963 to not, you know, do your research on Egypt.
It was all... back then, though, I mean, they didn't have the different plugs.
Are you serious?
In the 60s.
That's
yeah, it
true.
Was just... No, it's... electricity was still kind of new. It was just a hole in the wall, just an open hole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just bare wires. Any appliance you had, you just kind of tucked your bare wires into the open hole in the wall. And
like those speaker wires with the little clips?
Yep, yeah, it was like that.
Everything was just like that. You put whatever wire in and you just push the little lever thing and mm-hmm. stays in. Yeah, so I thought it was kind of funny how he just was able to... I mean, I don't know. But then, you know, if they wrote that in, it would have been really dorky.
Yeah.
Egypt uses a different voltage, so I'm just going to use my adapter, and presto. Although, Iron Man's inner dialogue does explain a lot of things, like every single issue. If only they even knew that I was really Iron Man, and my suit was folded up inside this attaché case, like this. So much. I don't know, they had to do it because it was still Tales of Suspense, not the regular Iron Man, like, you know.
Yeah.
Once you establish your own book, you don't have to say those things over and over so much.
Right.
But every fucking time.
Tales of Exposition.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, so he went back in time and hooked up with Cleopatra.
Of course.
It was awesome because he's like, man, I better do this, otherwise I won't be able to get back to the present. Although, Cleopatra's pretty hot, so it might be worthwhile. But no.
Man.
Yeah. And then there was the other time that he went to the center of the Earth, the Netherworlders, the people who used to be from Atlantis. And he got abducted by them because they wanted his help to help invade the surface of the Earth.
Okay.
And they had a queen down there, and she had this general guy, and the general guy was kind of like, I don't think this is such a good idea. And so Iron Man found out that he was a little bit skeptical of the plan and used that and helped the guy sort of take over. But it wasn't... At first it was like, you know, General, like, you're a tough, strong man. You could probably rule this whole place, you know? And he's like, yeah, I don't really like taking orders from some broad. And, but instead of helping him sort of usurp the throne, he basically told the General to marry the Queen. And then they come all together. So I thought that was kind of nice. But,
That's not how it usually works, though, is it?
No. But what was cool about that was how Iron Man decided to teach her a lesson, basically by throwing her over his knee and spanking her. Not quite, but he drilled through the little pleasure dome there and all the way up through the Earth and to the surface. And I'm willing to accept that Iron Man has the ability to not get melted alive by the Earth's molten core by being in it. But I don't know. It just shows them sort of drilling straight through all the Earth crust and everything, and he's just sort of holding her and using a little, like, drill bit on the end of his finger. And I thought that was kind of silly. So that's Iron Man update.
I love it.
I love how in the Egypt one he was fighting some pharaoh guy, but as Tony Stark, and then he rolled down the sand dune to get away from the guy, and he's like, okay, now I'm gonna quickly change into Iron Man, so before that guy comes. And I'm like, well, it's some pharaoh guy from the past. I mean, do you really care if he sees what you're doing?
Yeah, like he's gonna remember and write it down, and like,
yeah.
Yeah,
your secret will be ruined in the future.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's kind of weird is, like, I don't know. Maybe I'll find out later, but I really don't get the sense that it would matter if people found out Tony Stark was Iron Man.
Well, now everyone knows.
Okay. Since Civil War?
Yeah.
Really?
Since a little bit before Civil War. Yeah.
Okay. But, I don't know, it just didn't strike me as that...
No,
of a
I mean,
deal,
yeah.
You know?
What he had no family.
Mm-hmm. It would have just made him more popular with the ladies because everyone loved Iron Man. And like, that guy fucking saved the day, and he's like, if he would have been able to take credit for it, that just would have been another feather in his cap, you know?
Yeah,
he's a billionaire, industrialist, inventor, genius, ladies man, and also fights crime. People knew that,
mustache.
What's that?
Unfortunately, mustache.
Yeah, and then he wouldn't have to worry about like. Oh, I can't let that girl see me with my shirt off because I have this metal plate that's, you know, helping my heart beat and stuff. If you just fessed up to it, he would get all the BJs that he wanted.
Yeah, I guess I really have no idea what the fuck he was thinking.
Don't know. And he really didn't have much to lose.
No, he fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, upon... think election. I had no idea why Iron Man wouldn't. I'm sure Jamie knows. It's probably punching his dick right off right now.
I still don't really buy that whole keeping the Iron Man suit folded up inside of your attaché case.
No way.
I really understand.
He's supposed
that.
To weigh like 300 pounds.
Well, I mean, he does have transistor kung fu grip action.
Yeah.
Or something to make it shrink. But if he had the ability to shrink technology like that and make it unfoldable and stuff, like, it seems
make
like
the whole suit come out of your butt.
Well,
or, like,
yeah, but
flash with his ring or whatever.
And, yeah, and also, why not keep a tank inside there or something, you know?
Yeah.
Why not? Tony Stark, come on.
Yeah, it's fucking up. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, good Iron Man update, dude.
Oh, thanks.
That's hot stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not cutting you off. If you got more, barrel
no.
on ahead.
No,
you
that's
know.
It. I don't want to overdo it.
Forge forward.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind. I can listen to you talk about Iron Man all day. Brian, I can listen to you talk about Iron Man all day.
Did anybody ever correct me on whether or not that was a different Doctor Strange?
No. I don't think it was in that show. You never posted that show.
Oh.
Show?
Huh? What?
What?
Did you eat anything good?
Oh, did I eat anything good? God damn.
I made pizzas.
I made some fucking garbage.
You made garbage?
Oh, yeah.
We all made garbage.
I fucked up. I did. It's like stew beef and brown rice and tomato soup and carrots. And honestly, it just tasted like fucking garbage.
You should have made a meatloaf instead.
Yeah, totally. Blah. I tried having some of his lunch today too, and I was like, "This is just like."
When was the last time you had meatloaf?
Probably when
you're talking to me on the toilet again.
No.
No. Sorry, when?
Hospital meatloaf, maybe when Spencer was born, something like that.
Really?
It's been a while.
Yeah, me too. I haven't had it in
my,
a long time.
My mom has this recipe for Special K loaf, which we have all the time.
Has no
meatloaf?
Not
all the time. Yeah.
Special K and
vegetarian
milk.
Days. Yeah.
Hey, what do you think of this idea?
Okay.
What if they made cereal,
what
like...
If?
Yes, what if Iron Man made cereal? What if you had cereal like Frosted Flakes? You know how Frosted Flakes has the... You know, crusty schmutz on it there.
Yeah,
the sugar.
Frosted Flakes.
And what if they had added another crusty schmutz that was powdered milk, and you just poured water on your cereal? What if the cereal made its own milk?
Bah, I don't like that.
Why not?
It's gross.
Why?
I don't know. I just
you could make it good. You don't think so?
I don't like buttered milk.
Do you think they ever tried that?
Maybe. I still don't like the idea of buttered milk.
Wow. But it's just with cereal.
It would have to be like an emergency situation or something. I mean, like, I'd have to be eating that shit.
What if cereal came in a can, and when you opened it, two parts mixed, and it had the milk went on it, and it was fresh milk, but it was all in one container? What if the milk came with... I'm just looking for a way to not have to buy milk separately.
No. I always gotta have milk in my house anyway.
Covered by bologna.
Got the kids. You know the kids, they drink milk.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Banana flavored?
Sometimes. Yeah.
So that's all you had was,
Oh, yeah. Fucking
steak fuck-up?
Yeah, and then pizza recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I made pizzas. Oh. We made small individual-sized pizzas. I made the dough and made everybody a little crust, and everybody got to make their own.
Nice.
And that's pretty fun. I hadn't really done that in a long time.
Good.
That's the kind of thing you do when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Everyone likes making their own pizza, though. That's good times.
Yeah. Like that one Seinfeld episode with the thing?
Don't know it.
Really?
What's Seinfeld?
Shit. Really?
Who's that?
What?
He made a pizza? What?
Yeah.
Oh, the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. It was a good time. Okay, I got it.
Hmm?
You know?
What?
What?
We're leaving?
No.
What?
I got some shits.
Oh,
I'll run through them real quick, though. Real fucking quick.
Oh, what's the rush, dude?
I don't know.
You're waiting for me to finish talking about nothing?
Kind of. I didn't want to rush you.
This is a show about nothing. Zap Attack?
Yeah.
Bitmap. JPEG?
I didn't want to...
It's one of the Windows XP backgrounds.
What?
It's one called Zaquita.
Oh.
One of the pre-installed backup picture background.
No, I wasn't trying to rush you.
You're doing a shitty job of not trying.
Did you want to do more Iron Man?
No.
I'm just checking.
No, hurry up.
What?
Fucker.
Okay, so, basically...
Doing a bad job at not trying since 2006. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, because we're always accidentally trying. I guess, blurst things blurst.
Man.
If anyone out there in listening land can hear our voices, good
anyone
job.
Anyone within the sound
web of
the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, but if you're listening to the show, Graham, and it's a new...
It's a new? Uh-oh. Hold on.
File off of archive.org.
Oh, dude, you cut out for like 100 hours. You better start it over again.
If. Did you get if?
Yeah.
Y'alls.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Y'alls?
Yep.
No, if you listen to this show and it's new, you know, if it's relatively September now in your lifespan, then you're welcome, one and all, to come to the new message board.
Yes.
Yep. I'm not posting a link for it until I figure out how to make the gray brown.
Okay.
But if you want to come to it, spyrospy.com/embassy.
I think a good way to make gray brown is to drink a lot of whiskey.
Baby, don't turn my brown eye gray. yeah, so come to it. Post a thing. Say a thing.
Yeah, because we know we decided it was too much trouble...
Yep.
For people to discuss everything on the blog.
Yep, they decide, oh, it's an old show, can't do it, whatever. Or, like, they can't post the images or links or argue. People get scared about arguing.
It's true.
I like CHAPTCHA shit.
I'm all for it.
Yep. Plus, it's this is the young part, but it's PHP BB version 3.
Yeah, it's fancy.
You can fucking post Flash and fucking shit now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can fucking upload files. You can, like... It's got internal... If you're going to post an image, you can just push the shit right in there.
Nice. Are we going to allow graphical SIGs?
I turn that shit right off.
Can you have Flash avatars?
I turn that off, too.
Oh.
No, actually, the flash avatars I don't think is an option. No. But I did have to turn flash off in the SIGs. Like, shit, Louise. I mean, that just would have been too much. Can you imagine? Like, if everyone had, like, a flash SIG with the sound? Maybe that'd be awesome. No, it'd be terrible. It'd be terrible. Maybe it'd be awesome. Okay, but then also, this weekend we watched a little bit of old TV. You know? We watched some old Bewitcheds. That was pretty good. And then we watched some Square Pegs. You ever heard of that show? Square Pegs?
I think I have heard of it.
It's from 1983.
Refresh my memory.
One season. High school show. Comedy. 1983. Sarah Jessica Parker is the star. In horrible clothes. In giant glasses.
And, I bet she looks not bad.
She looks like Blossom, like, you know, Blossom in the Time Machine kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's a you know, it's an okay dumb show or whatever.
She only looked like guest a pony back then?
What?
Back then she only looked like a pony?
Yes. Exactly. It was okay, but there was a bitch face character on that show. And you've seen some Sabrina the Teenage Witch, right?
Yeah.
Libby on that show.
Which one's okay?
She is the bitch face on that show, played by well, it says Jenna Green on the credits, but her real name is Jennifer Greenberg. I went to school with her.
Sweet.
But spit an image, dude. This show's from 83 and Sabrina's from, you know, fucking late 90s, whatever.
Yeah.
Same chick. It was like identical character, same nuances and everything. Same total bitchy. It was crazy. It was so
just goes
similar.
To show that bitch face is universal.
Yeah.
Eternal.
But then, as it turns out, bitch face from Square Pegs, Square Pegs. Mm-hmm. That's how the theme song goes at the end, too, by the way.
Square peg.
Oh. she was on the Seinfeld there. As the broad that couldn't spare a square. So that's... Because we were watching these old shows, and then we were, like, looking them up on Wikipedia and fucking... what's the other thing?
Did you watch them on...
IMDb.
On television?
Yeah, on the on-demand thing, but you got on our cable box, it's got a nice little lump of some old shows and got Different Strokes. Cool.
So do you pay for that separately?
Looked into the package of having the box.
It's not pay-per-view. It's get this and watch this when you feel like it.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool. I like that.
There's a whole bunch of
like the internet on your TV sometimes, you know?
Yeah, kind of. It's got a bunch of movies on demand. They're like it's also included in there, but it's like shit that like TNT won't run. They're like, you know, stuff they just don't have time to show on fucking TBS at 2 in the morning on Sunday. It's just like, it's the turtles of the turds, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is it all the movies with the word naked in it? You know, what
like
those?
Naked Gun and...
No. It's, there's all, everybody like, it's like, man, all those bad movies throughout like 80s and 90s that are like just trashy B-style, like...
Oh, no, no.
Thriller, shooter, cooter?
No, it's all the movies that they've shown them way too fucking much. Like, it's all the movies everyone is fucking sick of forever, for sure.
Wagons East?
Yes.
Almost Wagons Heroes.
Wagons Heroes? Yeah. Sergeant Plissken goes to Washington.
You know what we watched this weekend? Big Trouble in Little China.
Woo-hoo.
When was the last time you saw that?
Many moons.
Mm-hmm. Same here. I downloaded it. We watched it, and it's terrible.
That movie made me cut my brother's nose one time.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because he put a laundry basket on his head. To be, what's-his-face there, and then I was being old what's-his-face, and I smacked the laundry basket and cut his fucking nose, like, cut the tip of his nose off.
Nice.
Damn you.
I need to do some research in that movie and find out if it was meant to be serious.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because it's so goofy, and even as a kid, I thought it was kind of goofy, you know? But, I don't know, man, just to watch, like, Kurt Russell doing this weird, like, John Wayne voice.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They had so many characters in it too. It's like him and his, you know, little Chinese buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then they each had a girl, right?
Okay.
Sort of. Kim Cattrall. And, from Canada. And, Canada? USA. What? How did that go?
What?
I don't know. What am I talking about now? Oh, and then there was, like, because Kim Cattrall was, like, a... She wasn't a journalist. Her friend was a journalist doing a story on something, and I don't even really... I think she was, like, her friend's agent, or... I don't know what the hell the deal was. I don't know. And then there was, like, the Chinese sidekick's sidekick, who, like, had a crush on the journalist sidekick. There was, like, many layers of sidekickery. Literally.
Tubbers!
There was too many characters in it, and then I fell asleep. And bad puppetry, and, like, werewolf yeti character that just appears out of nowhere and doesn't ever close its mouth. It's good stuff.
Fabulous.
Recommend it.
I don't think you have to recommend Big Trouble in Little China.
No, I actually don't recommend. If you haven't watched that in many, many, many years, just don't.
And fuck, if you've never seen it, ugh. Buh.
Mm-hmm.
Buh-buh-jah-jah.
Put a laundry basket on your head and you're there.
Careful. Careful. You will get cut. Fucking Simpsons premiere last night, dude.
How was it?
Oh, it was fucking great.
Really?
Oh, it was tops. Yeah, it was fucking A1, number one, A steak sauce, fucking A bullshit, man. It was great.
Comparatively or overall, E&T?
What? Oh, definitely comparatively, but then also overall. Overall, it was very fun indeed. But
in the greater scheme, canon of Simpsonia, it rates as a B+.
No, Jesus, no. But it was still very good. No, it was really
compared
good.
To Simpsons comics.
I usually enjoy Simpsons comics just fine.
No, oh, okay.
But there was probably none of it, you know, because there's a lot of this stuff just been kind of stinging. It's like, this is inappropriate for the Simpsons or whatever. It's just like that's a Family Guy joke or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it was fucking, the episode was rock solid, for sure.
Do you think they had to do that because of the movie?
Oh,
high expectations?
I don't know, it's like maybe they had leftover money or something, too, because, like, the animation, there was, like, a lot of shit with, like, jets and stuff.
Hmm.
It was, like, it was all about Homer wanting to ride in a private jet, and the shit was, like...
Was it all computery?
Like, yeah, Futurama? I mean, totally, it looked like they were using the leftover Futurama shits or something.
Nice.
Man, cause it was,
Futurama's
it was
coming
slick.
Back next year.
Fucking, the intro? Was fucking awesome because it was. I don't know if anyone hasn't seen the movie. Okay. But it was. The intro was like Bart skating out of school, but then like skating through the wreckage of the movie.
Oh, nice.
Like the little monster thing was in it, and the Eskimo woman, and like part of the dome he would skate over and shit. It's fucking awesome. The
nice.
Simpsons
nice.
House was still ruined and everything, and then Spider Pig is in it. It's fucking great. Fucking great.
Did you guys watch Survivor?
Yeah, boy. Everyone sucks.
Yep.
Fucking A. I can't wait for like just a big bag of poison to fall on them dicks.
Yeah.
I like the Gravedigger. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Dude's fucking cut.
It's true, man. I was fucking every time he's on screen. Like, oh my god, what a monster.
Yeah, I know.
Holy shit. I think that's the biggest guy that's ever been on Survivor. There's been
he
some
looks
buff
like
dudes,
fucking Silver Surfer or something. Like,
that's
he's
right.
Just. Except, you
know, black.
Black Surfer.
No such thing.
Black Silver Surfer.
Tarnished Silver.
Shit. Yeah. No, he's... I'm rooting for that guy, but he'll get cut, right? As soon as they stop voting off the weak and start voting off the strong, he'll be fucking...
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fucking Guts of Plenty, poker player dude, whatever his name is, fucking... Fucking Robert Jean Luke Gut...
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what this
oh,
is.
Oh, God, that lunch lady.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Ooh, Lord
Ultimate
Jesus.
Mullet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mullet.
And then
more.
What's up with... How did, like... Okay. Like, Chickamajee, what's her name?
Yeah.
She was the, I think she's, like, the fourth grade teacher or whatever. The, Ebony Princess.
Okay.
Yeah. She, like, this is way harder than I thought it was gonna be. She's like trudging around in her high heels in the mud and shit.
Yeah.
And then like two scenes later, she's fucking shoes. Like, okay, did she just like complain until they gave her fucking shoes? And then we're like, all right, we're gonna give everyone their fucking shoes because you guys are idiots and wear high heels to the fucking temple thing. And what's up with the fucking the Christian radio host? Like, oh, I can't do this ritual because I'm blaspheming against Jeebus.
Yeah, they should have kicked her off the show right then and there.
Right then, they should have just fucking lit her on fire.
Like, sorry, we're bringing.
Where's your god now, bitch? Where's your god now?
There was I think it was like one of the British survivors.
Oh shit. Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Just
If you
to cover the past.
Yeah. If you didn't care about Survivor or you didn't want to hear it, you shouldn't have been listening to
you
that.
You should
part.
Fast forward to now.
In the future. In one of the British ones, they had a thing, I can't remember what it was, but it was like they were like at at the airport and something, and if you couldn't go or... No, I know what it was. I think they were searching the bags, and if they found anything in there that they weren't allowed to take, you were instantly kicked off the show, and they had, like, a pen of replacement players. Like,
wow.
They had their, like, backups there, you know, like, on scene. Like, hey, you know, if you bug up, you guys are going right now. And that's what they should have done with that chick who didn't do the little ritual thing at the temple.
Yep.
So, now you're off, and we have a guy back here who's going to take over your spot on the show, because you suck.
Yes. We will. One of the Chinese guys will be taking your place.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that was horrible. I don't care for that. Yeah. And I can't believe... Okay, serious spoiler alert if y'all are still planning on watching this shit. I cannot believe who got voted off. That pissed me off.
Who did they vote off?
You know. You know. You know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was surprised with that, too. I didn't think that would happen.
I was trying to guess from... Okay, like, Heather watched it on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and then we watched it together, because I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
You know? So she watched it again with me, and, like, I'm terrible about this shit. I'm like... They can be, like, voting, and I'll be like, who is it? Who gets voted off? Like, they can be, like, right before they announce, and I'll ask her. But, but during the fucking opening... The opening sequence, I was trying to, like, gauge who got voted off early by, like, who had the least muddy scenes. You know, when they show their name and then the two scenes of them playing. Or
right.
Whatever, like.
But sometimes they just use their promo photo, you know?
Well, it's, like, promo photo and then, like, running through a thing and then smiling. And then, like, promo thing. And
grunty.
Then,
like,
grunting in a thing.
Yeah.
Pooping in the woods.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know what this season,
fuck.
Man.
New York brought it up. Oh, I just want to throw her in the fucking lava.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Basically everyone sucks on the show. No, I don't know. Like, usually there's a couple people you're like, oh, I think I like that guy. I think I like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that chick seems pretty cool. I don't think anyone's cool in this one.
No. Agree. Might not make it.
That wrestler broad?
Ugh. Yep. I don't know her wrestling name. One of y'all knows who
I know.
Who
it made me
is.
Sad that I stopped watching wrestling because I didn't know who she was. And she was talking about having fans and stuff. I'm like, I guess she must be somebody. I don't know.
Right. She's not that one that was like with the Hardy Boys, is it?
No. No,
what
I don't.
Was her name?
No. What?
What was her name?
Lita?
Lita oh, 1? Oh, yeah. No, it's not her. Yeah.
Lita 1.
Right.
E-Leader 1. Yeah. All right, you got any more TV you want to talk about?
Poof. Oh,
Heroes,
well, I guess.
Heroes is on tonight. You watch Heroes?
No, I don't watch Heroes.
Nah, it's probably for the best.
But the fucking Family Guy Star Wars parody just about had me laughing some shit out of my
Oh,
butt.
Yeah. Someone was telling me about that. I need
Ding
to watch
dang.
It.
It's fucking hour long. It's real good. It's pretty fine. It's too much Family Guy, though.
Yeah.
And I'm back to not
like
Family Guy.
I really want to not like Star Wars parody stuff anymore, you know? Because, I don't know. What's left, you know?
Well, if you are going to watch it, then fucking whatever. But, there was a pretty nice scene at the end of Peter and Chris, when Chris said, thanks for telling me the story of Star Wars, Dad. Too bad Robot Chick didn't beat you by a couple of months. Which is funny, because Seth Green is the producer of Robot Chicken, or whatever.
Yes.
And they just did their whole, Star Wars parody a couple months ago or whatever, but they had a nice little argument that was, I mean, it was really, like, you know, it was, It was the Tooth Seths fucking arguing. It wasn't like, you know.
Oh, and they just animated the argument?
Yeah, kind of. It's pretty good. I don't know. I don't much care for the Family Guy. It's just, I know it's blasphemy to say that on the internet.
Not here.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, and Metalocalypse sucked, too.
Really?
Really let down. It used to be about the metal, man.
What's it about now?
Just gore. Just kind of... Yep, over-the-top gross outery. But it used to be about the metal. I remember them days. Fuck, I watched a lot of TV this weekend.
We watched Kid Nation.
What'd you think? Jimmy!
I'm going to give that a couple more episodes.
Yeah, me too.
For sure. Find out. I mean, it's a piece of crap, but...
I thought it was really good.
It's pretty entertaining. And we also watched...
I got high tolerance for kid crap, though. I mean, it could be a total fucking turd, and I'd just be like, oh, the kids are so fucking cute. That little Jimmy guy. Oh, my God, ridiculous. I was just like, oh, fucking Jimmy, don't do it, Jimmy.
Yeah.
That poor little fucker. It just reminded me of Spencer so much, because he can be kind of a timid, kind of a, you know.
Puss.
Well, he's just a real sensitive kid.
Yeah, but you can win $20,000.
I guess.
I kind of thought there would be more to that, other than just handing out money to kids, you know what I mean?
Well, what are you going to do?
I thought it was going to be like, whoever collects the most stars at the end of it gets to trade them in for some skee-ball tickets.
Somebody's going to get brained with one of them fucking stars.
I love how they said, it's worth its weight in gold, literally. What other way is there to take that?
It's fucking gold.
Does that have some sexual innuendo I'm not aware of?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I get it. Yep.
We've been milking this one.
Yeah.
This is a slow burner.
20-minute TV talk there.
Fuck. Iron Man, TV talk. By the way, there's a message board.
Post your questions and comments to the message board. Go to spyrospy.com.
That's right.
Go to the thing. Type it in.
Spyrospy.com/.
Say what you liked and what you didn't like and tell us what we did wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we can interact directly with you.
Yeah. Start a poll.
Yeah.
There's polls you can put.
There you go.
Put up pictures of Fred Willard.
Maybe you guys should decide what Joe of the Day is next or something.
Oh, there you go. You guys... Oh, shit. We didn't do Joe of the Day.
Kind of did Major Blood, but...
Not really.
Let's see.
We're really going to do Major Blood tomorrow.
Okay.
Major Blood Major Monday, Blood Tuesday.
Teaser.
Yep.
Don't tease people, bro. Don't
you
tease
sound
me.
Like you need some Alka-Seltzer.
Okay.
And, yeah, maybe a Mai Tai. So you should get on that.
All right. Well, I gotta go to work, so.
Okay.
Maybe I'll have a Bloody Mary.
There you go.
No, a Caesar. Some clam in that. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
It's the story of my weekend.
That's pretty cool. Oh, that shit. Oh, my butt hurts.
I had a food court Indian food. So speaking of butt hurt, back with a vengeance. Yep.
Food court. Bull. Roz. Here.
Fucking as soon as I said it, I knew you were gonna do something like that.
Alright, well go.
Go what?
Go pee.
Dis. Bye. Pee dis.
Did Ray Charles did.
Ray Charles didn't chew?
Rachel Ray chewed.
Chewbacca.
Chewie.
Punch and Chewbacca.
Charles and Punch and Chewie. All right. Charles and Chewie.